With a look at your sports on this Friday morning, I'm sports director Travis Krenz. For the third time in the past 4 years, Mitchell Girls Golf won the ESD Conference meet. They shot a 323 yesterday as a team at Fox Run Golf Course in Yankton. The Colonels also had the top two individual finishers as Maddie Childs. She led the field with a 2-over-74, while her teammate Allison Meyerink was second, just one shot behind, with a 3-over-75. Mitchell won the conference meet by 9 shots over second-place Watertown and 11 shots over third-place Aberdeen Central. The Colonels will try and make it back-to-back AA Girls Golf state titles as they'll be back in Yankton and will be at Hillcrest Golf Club for June 3rd and 4th in the AA Girls state tournaments. Day one of three of the state track and field meet yesterday at Howard Wood in Sioux Falls. Wagner sophomore Ashlyn Kopel would win her fourth straight Class A girls high jump on Thursday. She's won it every year since she was a seventh grader as she jumped 5 feet 4 inches. Scotland's Trinity Beats won her second straight Class B girls shot put championship with a throw of 40 feet 6 1/4 inches. Avery Orth of Wessington Springs placed second at 38 feet 10 1/4 inches. For the Mitchell Colonels, Hallie Herring finished 7th in the girls' high jump at 5 feet 2 inches. That's the 6th best in school history in the girls' high jump. The Colonels would finish 5th in the girls' 4x800-meter relay. They would run a season best time of 9 minutes, 50.37 seconds by Carson Weick, Keaton Weedy, Lendon Schroeder, and Emerson Smith. Mitchell girls would also take home 7th in the 1600-meter sprint medley relay. Avery London, Laney Forst, Carson Weick, and Emerson Smith would finish in 4 minutes, 23.29 seconds. Also for the Mitchell boys yesterday, they advanced to the AA final in the 4x100-meter relay. They would finish in 43.63 seconds, which was the 5th fastest time in the field on Thursday. Clara Fink of Mount Vernon Plankington, she would finish 5th, while Hanson's Olivia Kaiser would play 6th in the girls' discus in Class A. Also, Reagan Russ of MVP, she would finish 2nd in the 100-meter hurdle prelims yesterday at 15.36 seconds. And Ethan Parkson, they would win the Class A 4x100 boys relay prelims with a time of 43.44 seconds, from Mark and James Deckert, along with Connor Prunty and Maddox Brissett. Day two of the three-day South Dakota High School state track meet continues today in Sioux Falls. Some amateur baseball from last night. Corsica Stickney, they would defeat Mount Vernon 7-1. Corsica Stickney would score 5 times in the 7th. Alexandria, they defeat Dimmock Emory 11-3. The Angels, they would score 8 combined runs in the 6th and 7th innings. The Platte Killer Tomatoes, they defeat the Parkston Mudcats 10-4. Richard Sternberg and Sheldon Gant with 4 hits each for Platte. And Freeman, they would lose a pitcher's duel 3-2 to Crofton, Nebraska. Zach Haig of Crofton had 18 strikeouts over 9 innings for Crofton. And that's a look at your sports on this Friday morning. I'm sports director Travis Krenz.